Hello all, and welcome again to another edition of Everyday Black History, where we highlight the historical achievements and contributions of black men and women, both past and present. As I say every day, we celebrate Afro appreciation here, so African Americans, Afro-Latinos, Africans, people, institutions, all are honored and celebrated here for their contributions to black history. Now today we're going to be looking at a pioneer in the fields of aerospace and science, George Alcorn Jr. Now George Alcorn Jr. is a noted pioneer in the field of semiconductor devices and is one of the top inventors in the field of aerospace. He was born March 22, 1940 in Indianapolis, Indiana, the son of George Alcorn Sr. and Arletta, both of his parents instilled in him and his brother a virtue of education, which continued throughout his life. George was an excellent student in high school and entered Occidental College in L.A. on an academic scholarship. He was a remarkable athlete and received varsity letters in both baseball and football. He also graduated with honors with a degree in physics in 1962 and followed this by enrolling in the nuclear physics program at Howard University, which he completed his master's work in 1963. Now, during this time, in the summers of 62 and 63, George Alcorn found work at North American Rockwell, which was a leading aerospace company. And there, he worked in the company's space division, where he was assigned to perform computer analysis on the orbital mechanics and launch trajectories of rockets and missiles. And his work was involved in the Titan and Saturn rockets from the NASA Apollo space missions, as well as the Nova missile. So he was involved in some pretty intricate things with NASA. In 1964, George Alcorn applied for a research grant from NASA, which allowed him to study the concept of negative ion formation. And he was awarded this grant and conducted his research between 1965 and 1967, all the while pursuing a degree in a physics program at Howard University, a PhD in atomic and molecular physics in 1967. During this time, he also made some time for himself to get married to his wife, Marie de Villa, in 1969. But just so far, looking at his career and even the things he had yet to accomplish, you can kind of call George Alcorn the busiest man in science. During this time, he also worked for a division in the Ford Motor Company, Philco Ford, which produced the car radio and television sets. But there, George Alcorn worked in the aerospace division, which developed satellite tracking systems for NASA's manned space program. Alcorn served as a senior scientist for the aerospace division. He later worked as a senior physicist for another multinational technology corporation, and then as an advisory engineer for IBM. In 1973, his relationship with IBM proved quite valuable when he was selected to teach as the IBM visiting professor in electrical engineering at Howard University. In 1978, Alcorn left IBM and joined NASA once again, where he invented an imaging X-ray spectrometer, which was used for thermal migration of aluminum. The X-ray spectrometry is used to provide data which can be analyzed for a number of applications, including for obtaining information about remote solar systems and other space objects. He would receive a patent for the device in 1984. And as a result of the significance of his work, he was NASA's inventor of the year. And in 1986, he developed an improved method of fabrication using laser drilling. So in the space programs, George Alcorn Jr. invented a lot of machines that are used in the space programs today that help advance America's space program today. Now, because of his success and his endeavors, he was placed in many high positions throughout NASA's in the following years. In 1990, he was named manager for advanced programs at NASA. In 1992, he became the head of Office of Commercial Programs, helping to find commercial uses for new technologies that were developed there. He also ran an evolution program, which oversaw the development and running of a space station. In 1994, he oversaw a space shuttle experiment, which utilized a robot operated material processing system to conduct the manufacturing of material in the microgravity of space. Over his career, George Alcorn created numerous noteworthy inventions and secured more than 25 patents. As mentioned, he's a pioneer in the field of plasma semiconductor devices. His concept and implementation of plasma etching has become a standard in the industry. He also served his community well over the years, involving himself in programs aimed at recruiting minorities and women to NASA, as well as programs to encourage inner-city children to focus on science. George Alcorn was a well-rounded academic and leader in the field of space and science, and we salute you and thank you for your contribution. It's because of you and the example that you provided that there are more Black Americans in the NASA space field. So as mentioned, we thank you for your contribution. We'd like to ask that you continue to tune in to Everyday Black History, tune into the podcast, tune into the YouTube page. The YouTube page will be set up soon. We will be having the pictures and everything to go along with my voice and talking about the accomplishments of Black Americans. So definitely look out for that. But definitely show some support, and we thank you for your time. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.